All right, fighters, welcome to the 5 a.m. fight. It's awesome to be with you guys this morning. Listen, I want to talk, you know, we're all about implementation here. This is the most important thing. There's so much knowledge out there, like we've talked about before on these short daily episodes for you. Guys, every bit of information you need to grow a stronger business, to make more money, to lead your people, it's already there. It's already out there. And as I've stated before, our focus here going forward for the foreseeable future is 100% to help you implement. And that's it. Because guys, if you don't implement, you don't get where you want to go. Ideas are shit. You know, everyone's like, you know, never mind. I'm not going to go down that tangent because we're going to keep this fucking short here today. But guys, listen, if you can build consistent habits of implementation, you're going to get where you want to get to faster. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is the power of consistency. All right. You know, you get somebody who goes to the gym, you know, for 8 hours a week on a Saturday, and that's all they do, versus somebody who does 20 to 30 minutes a day of just consistent working out or cardio or whatever each day of the week for a few minutes. Well, the one who's consistent with moving their body daily is going to be in better shape than the one who just goes to the gym once a week. And so many things in our business, we're hijacking ourselves, whether it's job costing, whether it's, you know, sales training, whether it's marketing our business, having company meetings, you name it. We hijack ourselves because we're not consistent. You know, I was talking to somebody not too long ago. I said, how are your meetings going? He says, oh, we let them slip. I'm like, okay, well, when's the last time you had an operations meeting or a company meeting? And he's like, oh, it's been 3 months. And I said, prior to that, what was it? He's like, it was weekly. I said, why are you not having the meetings? Well, we're busy. Well, what's funny is if you look at their profit and loss and their job costing from when they stopped having meetings, profit actually went down. Okay, because they're taking on the urgent. We're really busy. The phone's ringing and all this other bullshit that we tell ourselves. And we blow off the stuff that's really going to be important and crucial in the long run. So guys, my challenge here for you today is to understand that when you create consistent habits, taking one bite at a time of the elephant, but you just get in the habit of, hey, every day we start the day with, some sort of team huddle or whatever you want to call it. Or each day, you know, one of my partners, Steve, he always talks about, I never miss with the money, or mess with the money. Okay. So he does his money tasks every day for 10 to 15 minutes, meaning he reviews sales, what deposits have come in, who he owes money, blah, blah, blah. So I want you guys to pick something. Pick one small thing that you could do each and every day. Because I just want you to be consistent with it. So let's go back to the meetings thing, because that seems to be the thing that gets, that marketing seem to get blown off by just about every damn contractor I've ever talked to during the busy season when the phone's ringing. So if you haven't been having a regular team meeting with the people in your company and getting everybody on the same page and talking about progress of jobs and where we're at with the money and job costing, all that other stuff and training and this and that for an hour a week, 45 minutes to an hour a week. That's all you got to do. All right. If you're not doing that, then I encourage you to just do that. Just start with that. Put it on the damn calendar and honor it, because that consistency is going to create momentum for you and your business. It's going to move you forward. Or the other thing I said people blow off is marketing. So you all know the shit you need to be doing on marketing. You know, if you've listened to me for any amount of time, you know I'm big into using social media. A lot of you guys are like, oh, I'm too busy to post on social media. I'm too busy to shoot a Facebook Live from a job site or whatever. So my challenge for you is simply do one thing to market your business each day over the next 14 days. It should be every day, but let's just go 14 days. And then see what happens. What'll happen is you'll probably do a 15th day and a 16th, because you're on your way to creating that small little habit. And one last thing here, guys, to help you implement this stuff, it's called use time blocking. Time blocking is simply saying, I'm going to pick a 20 to 30 minute or an hour or whatever you work best in. I work best in short little bursts of time, not big chunks of couple of hours or whatever. I'm good for maybe 30 to 40 minutes tops. Then I need to take a break, walk around, you know, swing my kettlebell, whatever it might be. So time blocking is you put it on the calendar. You go every morning from, 8 to 8:20. This is when I'm going to do a social media post. And you honor the fucking commitment. That's the difference between winners and losers. They honor the commitments that they make. They do the things each day that they don't necessarily feel like doing or feel like they have time to do. All right. So whether it's the meetings, whether it's the marketing or whatever you need to do, job costing, we just came off of a crazy 2.5 hour contractor fight night last night before I'm recording this right now. And we talked all about job costing and how job costing will move the needle really quick for you. It'll expose a lot of good and bad things in your business and help you make mid-season adjustments. So you're not waiting at the end of the year to figure out if you made any money or not. So maybe it's job costing for you. Whatever it is, time block that shit, you guys, whether it's a weekly task or a daily task. Think of it like this. You wake up and you're on autopilot, right? Maybe your routine is you grab your phone first thing when you wake up, okay? Maybe your routine is you swing your feet off the bed and you walk in and you open the drapes just on autopilot, and then you walk in, you take a piss, and you go downstairs, you make a cup of coffee. You don't think about these things because they're already part of you. This is just what you do every day. Well, that's what we want to get to with these habits that are going to move the needle forward in our business, where they just become second nature. This is what I do every day before I shut my computer down at the end of the day. I review today's sales and I create my list of shit I'm going to do tomorrow. And maybe that's just you, that habit. Okay, guys, don't overcomplicate this shit. Honor the commitments that you're making to yourself. Create habits. I'm not asking you to go out and do something big and huge and scary every day. Just pick something that you could take a step today and a step tomorrow and so forth. And guys, you're going to be surprised how much damn momentum you create in your business when you are consistent. You guys rock. I got to roll. Travis, bring in the guitars. Let's get the fuck out of here and go to work. I'm out.